This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Possible extradition to the United States following his arrest today in London at the Ecuadorian embassy. As he was being hauled out of the embassy, he was chanting that the UK should resist those US extradition efforts. Assange's lawyer claiming in a tweet that he was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S., along with a warrant for violating terms of his bail conditions in the U.K. Assange spent 7 years holed up inside the embassy under diplomatic protection that was revoked effective today. A suspect under arrest in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in Louisiana. Reports are he's a 21-year-old son of a parish deputy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
A huge spring storm could dump more than 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains. It's already pounding the middle of the country with storm warnings out for at least a dozen states. Attorney General Bill Barr's comment that the FBI spied on the Trump presidential campaign in 2016, making Democrats furious. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Barr has gone off the rails. European Union leaders in Britain have agreed to extend Brexit till October 31st. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
EU Council President Donald Tusk gave Britain some advice.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected. Please do not waste this time.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the Brexit extension is the best compromise to preserve EU unity. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The deadline was Tuesday, so it was already pretty clear that the Treasury Department was not going to meet the deadline set by Democrats to turn over President Trump's tax returns, but now it's kind of official. The Democratic chairman of House Ways and Means Committee demanding the IRS give him 6 years of Trump's personal tax returns, as well as returns from several Trump-linked organizations, by Tuesday. Now, last night, a letter came from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, in which he said the request is not routine and raises concerns of congressional overreach. Mnuchin says his department will continue to consult with the Department of Justice about it. Authorities in the Dominican Republic confirming they have found the bodies of a New York couple who went missing on March 27th. Investigators believe Portia Ravenel and her boyfriend Orlando Moore of Mount Vernon were involved in a car crash after checking out of their hotel. Ravenel initially survived the crash but was found unconscious on the side of the road without any ID. She died in a hospital on April 4th. Moore's remains were found in the water not far from where their rental car was found submerged. And Israel is planning to make history today as a small Israeli spacecraft is to touch down on the moon in what would be the first privately funded mission ever to land on the moon. It's supposed to touch down in the Sea of Serenity between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that?
Well, hello, America. From the big island of Hawaii, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Dan Perkins to join us. Always good to have my good friend. Mr. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. You got a little bit of a cold there?
Does it sound like I have a cold? No, I'm doing fine. It's probably early morning, you know, voice kind of thing or something. I don't know. Roll out of bed type
or
voice.
Late night, depending on because of the time change. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a bit early here, as you can imagine, about a 6 hour time difference from the East Coast. But wow. Hey, we're rolling along, and later on we head on over to Maui to connect with the 2.5-year-old grandchild. So we're looking forward to that, you know. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
absolutely.
But hey, a lot going on. This Bill Barr hearing, the Democrats are beside themselves. Not to mention the fact, ever since the summary of the Mueller report came out, Dan, they're in a full blown panic here because the shroud and the whole collusion narrative, this Russiagate thing that they have tried to purport on the people and saying that for sure they had information against the president and everything, this is all rang hollow. It makes them look bad. The mainstream media has a black eye on their face over this as well. I mean, the complicity of what is really, you know, as I was talking with somebody last night, the complicity of some have said a soft coup. I think it was just a flat out coup, soft, hard, whatever you want to call it. I mean, by the FBI, the DNC, and the former president, Barack Obama.
Right.
This does not look good. And I got to believe they are really shaking in their boots because Barr's saying, hey, look, it's my duty to check into this. They don't like this.
No. I thought one of the most telling interviews questioning was between Leahy and Barr when it just illustrated Barr's style. Leahy said, "Have you shared the Mueller report with anybody at the White House? No. Have you shared it with the president? No." And so these one word answers are driving the Democrats up the creek because they have nowhere to go. I mean, when he said yesterday he believed that the Trump campaign was spied on, and the senator said, "Well, you didn't really mean that. I mean, that's going to implode the entire cable news network people by using the word spy." And he said, "Well, you know, okay, how about covert activity, or how about observation, or whatever you want to call it? But I believe they were spied on." So.
Right.
And then we had yesterday, you may have probably got lost in the headlines, the former counsel to the president of Barack Obama.
Yes.
Looks like he's going to be indicted by a grand jury in Washington. And it's interesting to read the press account. The lawyers for him are talking about this is an abuse of prosecutorial discretion. But he also paid a $4.2 million fine, admitting that what they did was what they did. And so
Yes.
I think, you know, I really believe that Mr. Barr, at least at the moment, was a terrific choice. And he's doing what, and no disrespect intended, what Jeff Sessions should have done when he took over as Attorney General. But when Sessions was intimidated by the Democrats to recuse himself, his effectiveness of being the Attorney General was doomed.
It was a fait. And, it was a fait accompli. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
right.
And but Barr is the kind of person. He's driving the Congress nuts, and especially the Democrats. Republicans don't have a problem with him, but he comes across as a no nonsense, measured word. And as my wife pointed out last night at dinner, I watched him sit there and take the abuse, the verbal abuse from some of the congressmen and senators, and he just stood there. Stood his ground, answered their questions, no emotion, no attacking, just, it reminded me of Joe Friday from the old television show, Dragnet, just the facts.
Yes, exactly, just the facts, man, just
that's what he's going to do, and I think we're going to see, we know we're going to look and see how this thing got started, but I think there's going to be an investigation into the Clinton email problem and to the Clinton Foundation. I think we're going to get all that reopened.
Yeah, exactly. No, and the thing is, the way Bill Barr's approaching this is much like anybody who understands authority. You sit in that position of authority. You don't get knocked off no matter what. It's kind of like when you get pulled over by the police for speeding. There really isn't any negotiating, you know, and they don't need to negotiate with you. They've got the book right there, and you're going to sign the ticket and move on. Have a good day. You know, there's no need for them to negotiate about whether or not you were 5 miles or 10 miles over the speed limit. You broke the speed limit. It's well posted,
right.
And and here you are. You're getting called to an account, and so this is what Barr's standing on, and he's been around it long enough. He's like you and I, and probably even more so. He's been able to observe what has been going on, what their position is, and here it is. They don't like being called into account. They have lost their minds ever since Donald Trump got elected. I mean, this was not supposed to happen, and the only way that it could have happened was that he cheated because they cheat. I mean, cheaters cheat, and they think everybody else does. And so this is so they're getting called on it. But even beyond the cheating, I mean, it's even much more diabolical, as you say, Dan, that they had that they did what they did. And remember, when Donald Trump talked about being wiretapped, you know, the intelligence community and Clapper and Brennan, you know, they almost mocked the president because he used the wrong term. It wasn't a modern day term. You know, he didn't say that I was surveilled. He said I was wiretapped. Well, they don't wiretap anymore. That's old school. They use other forms of surveillance. But, you know, in typical legalese form, if you don't dot the I and cross the T, well, then you're still innocent, right?
Right. I also think that you and I have talked about this on several occasions. The Barr is like Trump in the sense that they are not playing under the rules of the Democratic playbook. They're under the rules of the Democratic playbook because Leahy accused Barr of sharing the information with the president. He was supposed to agree and capitulate and plead for forgiveness, and he didn't. And Trump hasn't done that. And so you have Trump and you have Barr and you have other people. I mean, yesterday Mnuchin with Maxine Waters was absolutely precious. am I going to go?
Speaking of exploding skulls. Yes. Unbelievable. Well, go ahead, Dan. We got about 40 seconds before we go into the break.
I just think that her ignorance was shown yesterday when she called the six bankers to talk about student loans, and all of them told them they'd been out of the business since 2009 and 2010 when the Obama administration took over the student loan program. Maxine Waters didn't do her homework. She got caught in front of national television. She's an idiot.
Well, you know, there were lots of idiots on display, and they were ill-prepared in many cases in the questioning of Bill Barr. That was real obvious. More from Dan Perkins after this.
We're back out in our yard.
Yep. We get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Well, Dan Perkins says that Attorney General Barr is the Attorney General that one President Donald J. Trump has been looking for the last 2.5 years. And it looks like Barr is going to do we the people a big favor, and that is clean up the messes on aisle 1 through 10, brought to you by the Democratic Party. And what is being spelled out here, as one report says, is that collusion has been confirmed. And the DNC, that is the Democratic National Committee, was in on it. And what the question is, what did Hillary Clinton's campaign manager know, and when did he know it? on the very same day Hillary's campaign manager began pushing the Russian collusion conspiracy. Connect the dots here, okay? The FBI launched its Trump investigation, okay? So, clearly, Dan, to your point, what you're saying earlier is smoking guns are all over the place. I mean, it doesn't take a genius. I mean, the deep state treachery, as they write, goes unchecked. And there's no explanation for the proven witch hunt against President Trump. At first glance, this was just the DNC's clever way to use Russia's email hacking to play the political victim card. But lest we forget, CBS News, headed up by a top Obama crony. And how many others in the media, you know, were sold out for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and everything that they did? After all, you know, you look at, you know, the old saying, if you want to know what people are going to do, look what they've done. They definitely rigged the 2016 ticket for Hillary. No doubt whatsoever that her nomination was totally rigged. And so they thought, hey, look, if we can rig this, why can't we rig the national? And they did everything that they could to do that. They just could not bring it home. And now here they are in big trouble because, Dan, they drank the grape juice so deep that they themselves know. I mean, they have got to be waking up in the middle of the night staring at the ceiling tiles and just saying, oh, my God, you know, if they find out, how much trouble are we going to be in?
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's interesting that when you take what you were talking about what they know and what they're willing to admit they know, the party is the viability of the Democratic Party, at least as it's currently constructed. I've been saying, you know, I was one of the early people on radio who watched Donald Trump come down the escalator and announce, and I said after he finished that on the air, this guy's going to be the next president because he's speaking directly to the middle America. And so I think that the next thing is going to be is that I'm waiting to see which of the 19 or 20 or 25 Democratic candidates for the nomination is going to stand up and say, I'm willing to take the bullet to be the Walter Mondale against Donald Trump in 2020. Because I think that with the way they're going, it's amazing how fast Beto O'Rourke, who was the darling, literally ran out of gas. I mean, he's getting 100 people at rallies and things. Yeah, and Bernie Sanders in the same state is getting 400, 500, 600 people. So his flash in the pan, and I think there's going to be a lot of people that are flash in the pans. But I wouldn't be surprised. Still wouldn't be surprised that Uncle Joe becomes the nominee of the Democratic Party, quote, as the unifier. And the far left is going to try to destroy him and implode the party. And I don't know where the party, if they lose the House and they lose more ground in the Senate and the president keeps the White House for 4 more years, we're going to have probably at least one more Supreme Court judge that the president will appoint. And that'll change the court for a long period of time. And the American people, I mean, President Trump, based on Rasmussen on Monday, has now got a 53% approval rating. Points higher than Barack Obama at the same point in time. So, but there are a lot of issues on the table that the Democrats are trying to push to distract and attract at the same time. The article that I just got published on slavery back in college campuses. It's amazing that black people would openly agree to be segregated at institutions of higher learning. They want to be segregated. And the article that I wrote talked about how the left, the college professors, which are approximately 12-1 Democrat versus Republican, have control over college campuses, and these white operative word, white college professors have convinced these black students that they need to be segregated. Well, if you go back and look at the history of segregation is all over the Democratic Party from the Civil War forward. And
exactly.
And yet the blacks don't seem to do that. Now, I do know that there was an article, an interview with a bunch of people outside of Columbia in the black community, Columbia University in New York, and they said, they're basically saying, are you crazy? What did we do? What did we fight for? To go back and be
exactly.
segregated again? I mean, it's crazy. And so.
Well, the deal is, Dan, you see, this is all systemic right now, because this all plays into the Democrats' handbook, and that is the tribalism that they have promoted. Barack Obama was so tribalistic in his approach, and this was the heartbreak, I think, for Americans that had hoped that Barack Obama could have been the unifying factor. But in fact, he was a factor that divided us. He did not unite us, sadly. And I know that even still, many black Americans would want to believe it. But, you know, it's hard to refute the empirical evidence. I mean, he did more damage. I mean, look what happened. Look what happened to our debt. Look what happened to, there was no stoppage of, for example, of black babies being aborted during his 8 years. I mean, if anything, Planned Parenthood continued to roll along. Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton each got Margaret Sanger awards, and they were acknowledged by Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood for killing, 40% are blacks, 25% Hispanic. And yet, because of the tribalism and the systemic tribalism that exists in our country today, I guess it's somewhat, convenient. It's an easy sell for these liberal professors to make it seem one way, which, there's others that are smart enough to see what they're doing, and they resist it. But sadly, there's still too many who go along just to get along.
Yeah, and I thought there was a really telling interview yesterday, exchange between Dianne Feinstein and on abortion. And she opines that the heartbeat doesn't come out until about 22 weeks. And the person she was talking with said, well, Senator, explain to me why a baby can survive at 20 weeks.
Right.
If there's not a heartbeat until after 22 weeks. And it's arbitrary. It's an arbitrary number of 22 weeks. And so when again, this is what's happening. I give a lot of the Republicans credit in that they are pushing back and they're challenging the Democrats face to face and calling them out when they're wrong. And Blumenthal from Connecticut had a conversation a couple of weeks ago with the head of border security, and Blumenthal said, "Well, the border crossings are a 10-year low." He said, Senator, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. They're all at a 10-year high. And Blumenthal didn't know what to do because the guy challenged him, and Blumenthal wasn't prepared to deal with the answer. And we had the same situation yesterday with Maxine Waters. She was on her high horse about student loans and called in 8 bankers, and all of them said, well, we got out of the business when Obama took over student lending. And she's an idiot because she didn't even know that the federal government has been in charge of the student loan program for almost 10 years. And these bankers got out of the business between 2007 and 2009. But she was ready there to pounce on these guys. How are we going to fix the problem? And
exactly.
When they said, we've been out of the business since 2009 or 10.
Well, Dan, we got to leave it there, sadly.
This report
continued.
Is brought
Thank
to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistants? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange may be facing possible extradition to the United States following his arrest today in London at the Ecuadorian embassy. As he was being hauled out of the embassy, he was chanting that the UK should resist those U.S. extradition efforts. Assange's lawyer claiming in a tweet that he was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S., along with a warrant for violating terms of his bail conditions in the U.K. Assange spent 7 years holed up inside the embassy under diplomatic protection that was revoked effective today. A suspect under arrest in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in Louisiana. Reports are he's a 21-year-old son of a parish deputy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Megan Bart joins us now, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, reports on the three B's, border, Biden, and Buttigieg. And, boy, there's lots to talk about all three of those. But before we do, Megan, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. Good to be with you, as always.
Well, I understand you have a connection with Kimberly Undercott. Tell us that story.
Yes, for those who may have been following the story of a couple weeks ago now, I think it was last Wednesday, actually, that was the last week, Kimberly Endicott was kidnapped for ransom by, I believe, Ugandan rebels, but while she was on a safari over in Uganda. And Kimberly and I go back about at least 10 years. She was my esthetician for 10 years. I would see her nearly every month. And, you know, I had developed a relationship with her, obviously more than a professional relationship. You know, I considered her a friend. I consider her a friend. And I was just stunned when I got the text from a former client of hers and a mutual acquaintance of ours that she had been kidnapped. And so what I did is, of course, I went to social media. I was not seeing in the news as much news as I wanted to see, and I wanted to raise awareness of Kimberly's plight. And so I reached out to some social media influencers that I know through direct message on Twitter, and I was about to, you know, tweet out something more publicly, but then I had read that the FBI was dissuading people from really talking about it so as to not inflame her kidnappers any further or agitate them. And so really what I did was just kind of go to my Facebook page and just do a call to prayer. And, you know, I just really talked about it and prayed about it all week. And then we got some great news a couple days ago, I believe it was, that she had finally been released.
Yes. Wow. Well, thank God, because I remember catching the end of the story. And, you know, and of course, this brings another dimension, understanding that she was a friend and, you know, based out of Southern California, right. And was your esthetician. So there's more, you know, more to it. So thank God. Now, is she back here in the United States now? Do you know?
I'm not aware. I haven't texted her for I knew that the kidnappers had had her phone. There's no indication of whether or not they gave it back to her. I highly doubt it. So I really don't have any means to get a hold of her. I will be trying to reach out to her probably next week just to see how she's doing. I spoke about it briefly on the Today Show. You know, I'd given a when I made that call to prayer, and I believe I tweeted about it, I was immediately contacted by the AP. Someone in Los Angeles that works for the AP had seen my tweet or was copied on it. And so I gave an interview to the AP, which led then to other shows giving me a call asking me if I would come on Good Morning America today. You know, Kimberly is a very private person, and she has a very small family. She was a single mother, or is a single mother, and now a grandmother. And so getting in touch with, I guess, her next of kin was difficult to do. And so they had found me through my tweet, and I was just trying to figure out how can I use my platform and my voice in order to raise awareness and make that call to prayer. And I think I was successful, but, you know, I do believe in the power of prayer. And she has been returned. She looks like she was in good health. But the experience, however, as traumatic as it is, will have some deleterious effect on her, I'm sure. But knowing Kimberly, you know, she's just such a beautiful, you know, person on the inside and out, and has always had a wanderlust for travel. I think that a lesson learned here, if we take a lesson from it, is that, you know, we do live in a very dangerous world, and traveling to other countries does not guarantee you safety nor security. And knowing that the United States does not pay ransom should also be a consideration when you're traveling into territories that have a very long history. For example, though, I won't go to Mexico. I refuse. There's no reason. If I want to go and lay on a beach somewhere, I'll go to California.
Or you can come up and be with us in Hawaii. I mean, we're on the Big Island for the first time. It's good fun. I mean, there's plenty of beaches here, and a really big island, let me tell you.
Now Southwest goes to Hawaii, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, I think, you know, as Americans, we always need to take precautions no matter where we go when we're traveling into other countries, that, you know, there is evil that does exist in this world, and we have to really make sure that we are careful in our planning and the coordination of the trip.
Yeah, we can't be naive. I mean, our country is targeted, and it's not only our country as a greater entity, but anything that is American. You know, it's the nature of the world in which we live in right now, because even though it's been obvious, people have been trying to bring this country down for a long time, it seems like the heat has been turned up, and, kidnappings happen with regularity. And especially, this is the dangerous part, is that if they're rewarded, if kidnappers are rewarded, this is why the United States has the posture that it does, is that it will not pay ransom so as not to promote that kind of behavior. For the most part, except for a couple of incidences with Barack Obama, the country has tried to hold to that, right?
Well, exactly. And then we cannot also overlook the threat that unlimited and unmitigated migration has posed as a threat to what you would consider very safe countries. Italy, for example, France, Germany, London. I was speaking to a friend of mine, and he was calling to check on Kimberly. And he said, you know, my wife wants to go to Paris, but I'm afraid of sitting outside in a cafe and having, you know, some guy come with a rifle or a high-powered weapon or a truck and just mowing us down as we're sitting on the sidewalk. And that is the reality. And that is why we as Americans must really protect our borders. And it's unfortunate that we do have Democrats now lobbying for no border at all, for open borders, for tearing down the wall, because we see what unabated migration has done to other countries, whereby they have just simply opened their borders and allowed migrants to come flooding over without any sort of vetting process to ensure that those migrants really want to assimilate to their historic culture and assimilate to their way of life. And instead, you look at London, and they call it Londinistan. They have Sharia law. They have Sharia banks. They have had numerous terrorist attacks by Islamic fundamentalists. And then, of course, we look here at the United States, and we look at the anti-Semitism that's rising within the Democrat Party, specifically with Ilhan Omar, a Somali immigrant who found her way into Minnesota, and a high number of Somali Somalians have found their way into Minnesota, so much so that Ilhan Omar's district is known as a hotbed for terrorist recruitment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so you have to ask yourself, why in the hell are we watching Islamic recruitment going on, a terrorist Islamic recruitment going on in a suburb of Minnesota? And then, of course, what do we end up with as an anti-Semite in Congress, because those are her constituents?
Exactly. And you know, as you say, the longer we ignore it, the greater the problem becomes. And you cite a couple of clear examples. And how do you ignore those stories? Do you think, oh, that only happens there, it doesn't happen here? I mean, you know, we have stories of honor killings taking place. We have mm-hmm. stories of young girls, you know, that are being married off at six. And, of course, you know, it's interesting. They said, well, yeah, they married her off at six, but they don't consummate the marriage until she's nine. This is part and parcel of their culture and their faith. And this is what is, you know, here residing in America today. And how does that not impact the American way of life and the American culture? I mean, this is counter it. And not to mention whether, you know, it's other radical Muslims and that would tell you straight out. I mean, I've spoken with many moderate Muslims who say, you know, like Raheel, her last name, you know, escapes me right now. But what she would say to us, and she wrote the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, Raheel Raza. And, you know, and it's just that, you know, we want to confuse things. We want to project our Western American values on people that they have no relationship to this. I mean, you know, here we are. We've got, as you mentioned, we've got someone in Congress who has been raised Palestinian. Well, what else? What do you think? What worldview do you think she holds to? You know, it's not kumbaya time. I mean, she resents Israel's influence. She resents any accommodation or any money that's given to Israel, because that's the way she's raised. So that shouldn't be a big surprise for anybody. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, is here talking about the three B's and other things that have come up in the news. Recently, you talk about this radical thinking, you know, whether it's socialism and what the Democrats, they're on full bore, totally unhinged with the 2020 for them campaign already underway, you know, close to two dozen now candidates, and they just seem to be wanting to outdo the other. Stacey Abrams, her logic and response in talking about being pro-life somehow is bad for business. How does she connect those dots? Help me out here. Am I missing something?
Well, being pro-life might be bad for the abortion mill business, which is Planned Parenthood. You know, I was saying on the radio the other day, I'm surprised Planned Parenthood hasn't lined up abortion clinics along the southern border, considering how many pregnant women are coming over and being dumped off onto our streets. They would have a landmark business. But Stacey Abrams still hasn't conceded her race in Georgia. She's still spreading the lie that somehow she was the winner after the results were given. So Stacey Abrams is a darling of the left. She checks all the boxes. She's a feminist. She's pro-abortion, even to the term where the baby has been born, the mother can kill the baby. It's a fetus, and it's not a fetal banana. It's not a fetal puppy. It's a baby. So when we look at the Unplanned movie, for example, and if you haven't seen it, I would strongly recommend it. It is based on a true story of an abortion service worker, a woman who worked in an abortion clinic. And when she saw the live sonogram during a ongoing abortion, and she saw the fetus, when she saw the live fetus trying to get away from the instruments that were going to kill it, she realized that she was in the wrong business, and so she became a pro-life advocate. And so I think when technology starts catching up with the hyperbole, the Democrats really have a problem. But now that they've gone so far to the left, they are truly championing infanticide. And that's what it has become. It is no longer rare. It is no longer a rare occurrence. It's no longer a clump of cells. It's now a woman's right to kill her baby even after birth, should the woman be mentally, financially, or physically unfit to take care of the baby. The Democrats don't want to talk about policies. They don't want to talk about these policies. They simply want to continue to slander and defame Republicans and this president or this administration. So I'm looking forward to the debate. Because now that we have the Russian collusion delusion behind us, they still, of course, want to carry that out, that somehow Bill Barr is suppressing evidence and somehow Mueller did find collusion, but it just wasn't this time around. You know, the Democrats are going to have to start talking about these grotesque policies, whether it's the gruesomeness of socialism or communism, which it seems to be they are advocating for. Whether it is the failure of Obamacare, because if Obamacare didn't fail, they wouldn't want to replace it with a bigger government program. So it's not only the Republicans that want to replace Obamacare, it's the Democrats or the Marxists or the socialists, whatever you want to call them, also want to replace Obamacare.
Exactly. Well, and in a typical socialistic form, it's never enough. You know, if they only had more money and more time, they would prove that they were right with Obamacare. But we saw this early on. But typical of any socialist policy, it's loaded with lies. And when you call them out on it, like, you know, Obamacare was a no-brainer. I mean, it was loaded with lies. There's enough empirical evidence, as you mentioned, even in talking about open borders. You just take a look and see what's happened in other countries. And you say, wow, this could be our health care system here in the United States, you know, the land of the free, home of the brave. This is what we fought for and what our forefathers died for is this kind of program. I mean, this is un-American totally. But, you know, as this continues to move on, and now at least they're wide open. I mean, they're totally out of the closet, if I might say it and put it in those terms, on this deal. So there's no holds barred, even though some try to say, well, I'm not exactly a socialist. Well, I don't know what exactly a socialist means. I mean, this information has been out for a long time. Trevor Loudon has done extensive research on this, has noted that there's over 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists that we have elected into office, and they are, you know, I have a hard time with their lack of integrity here, because these are the same people put their hand on the Bible or some other book that they claim is their is the backbone of their moral value, and they promise, they make a pledge to defend the Constitution against all enemies, domestic or foreign. And, you know, here they are. They're open to these, and I don't know how they do this, but they are more than open in promoting, you know, values that are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. And it's kind of like the other day, I mentioned this after Sunday, which kind of really hit me. I did, Megan, forgive me, but I did give, you know, Marie Harf some benefit of the doubt. Even though she was an apparatchik for the Obama regime. But she said something quite telling, and it was in one sentence. She said that, you know, it didn't matter what people, what the polls said and what people believed in, that they, the Democratic Party, knew better, and these people were just going to have to be dragged along. In essence, I mean, this is kind of my interpretation of what she said. But I thought, whoa, what an arrogant, elitist position to have. But this is the very heart of the Democratic Party, is it not?
Well, the very heart of the Democratic Party is instilling their power through force. It has nothing to do with debate. It has nothing to do with the conversation. Socialism has never been instilled after a strong debate or conversation. Socialism is only the economic engine of communism. And so, you know, what is a Democrat socialist? Can someone please tell me that? No, you're a socialist. Or you're a communist, right, or you're a Marxist. It's all in the same totalitarian handbag. We don't need to distinguish whether it's Democrat socialist. You know, we don't have Republican socialists. Okay, so what is a Democrat socialist? I was in a conversation yesterday with some activists that were taking over our legislature here in Nevada, and there's a socialist basically hijacking of our electoral system here in Nevada, and they might get away with it because they have the majority. And so I said, oh, that's nice. The communist is speaking on behalf of this assembly bill. And one of the George Soros organizations, how dare you call them a communist? How do you know they're a communist? Well, it says right out in the profile of their social media profile that they're a communist.
Right.
The communists actually piped up and said, well, I'm very proud to be a communist. And so there's this lack of stigma. There is no longer a negative connotation associated with with the barbarism of communism and socialism. Now Shay is cool again, and Obama quite frankly. And so we have a ton of millennials that are growing up being paid activists, which are just nothing more than paid communists. Paid organizers. When you hear the term community organizer, just think of communist organizer. That's exactly the basis of community organization. It is a Marxist organization if you are a community organizer. They are very well-funded, and they are very well-funded by the left, like the Tom Steyers of the world or the Bloombergs of the world. And they are nothing. Their goal is to fundamentally transform this country as Barack Obama promised us in 2008. So how do you fundamentally transform a country if you love that country? Or why would you if you love that country? So as we look to our southern border, the fundamental transformation of this country will be through open borders. So socialism will be instilled without a fire, without a fire ever being shot or a bullet ever being shot.
A bullet beam, exactly.
So this is the Democrats are getting what they want. They're getting the fundamental transformation of our country that they hate and despise. Because if they loved this country, they wouldn't promise to fundamentally transform it.
Right. And this is why they hate Donald Trump so much. Because Donald Trump is he's rallying the forces, the people that, you know, can use reason and common sense. They still exercise their constitutional rights. And they're not going along to get along. They haven't been indoctrinated. What they believe in is liberty and justice for all, and they continue to fight the good fight. Megan, we got about a minute and a half left, and I just wanted to get your read on the Bill Barr hearings. I got to tell you, I was embarrassed for the Democrats. I don't know why, but I constantly cringed with the questions that they were asking. It was almost like they were so ill-prepared for this hearing. They had no idea, you know, what they were asking, and they were asking him questions that had nothing to do with his position as the Attorney General.
Well, yeah, the Democrats aren't interested in the truth. I mean, that's evident. And it was really funny to watch them the other day or today. I can't remember which it was. I've been watching it for a couple days now. Basically say, well, by spying. I mean, there's such a negative connotation. Did you really mean spying? Yeah, we mean spying. Spying is negative.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's used in proper performance, but when, we want to call it a counterintelligence operation? Okay, so let's just, you know, use the, you know, euphemistic word or words, you know, counterintelligence instead of spying. How does that make that any more legal? And so the Democrats want to play word games. That's fine. We can play all the word games. What's going to happen is that we are going to have, and Bill Barr will uncover whether or not this spy operation or the counterintelligence operation ordered by Obama's DOJ and FBI with the full understanding of the president, let's not fool ourselves, whether or not it was conducted in a legal and lawful manner and whether or not there was sufficient evidence to open up a counterintelligence spy operation on over 200 innocent Americans, including the president.
Exactly, on a political candidate. That's very dangerous, no doubt about it. Megan Barth, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At